Everybody, well, tonight is Friday, and this is our paranormal show on BBS Radio. And the date today is not just the last day in December, being Friday, last Friday. So here we go. The date's the 29th, and it's 2017. Let's clear the date for everybody. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Wow, let me get some water here. This is really strange. A lot of energy on this date. Again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. So let's bring up the light beam, one light beam on your monitor screen. And here comes the energy, stronger, 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 and stronger. And if you have a situation happening, we'll do a clearing for that for you. You need to think of it. It's an emotional, could be physical. Remember, we'll get you off of that timeline. And here we go. Lisa New, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okie doke. So, we'll get Ann on tonight. Are you out there, Ann?
Yes, I am. Good evening, Ron, and welcome, everyone. This is the Creation Lightship Healing Show, and that's Ron Amatron speaking and doing those wonderful clearings for us. Thank you so much, Ron. Ron's website, if you're new, is creationlightship.com. It's a wonderful website full of lots of information, lots of healings, many of which are free. So you'll want to avail yourself of all the wonderful things that are on there after the show tonight. It's Paranormal Friday, so you're welcome to write in any of your stories about what's happening that's weird in your life. And Ron may have an explanation. We already have a few of those sort of emails, so please send them to our email address, which is clsquestions@yahoo.com, or there's a link that says Fast Chat on the BBS radio station page that you can send a quick message that way, and we would enjoy hearing from you. It's interesting, Ron, that this was a heavy date for you to clear, because I noticed that on December 25th, which we all know is a huge holiday, you didn't find it a particularly heavy date, which surprised me. So I wonder what it is about today that made it a little heavier for you to clear.
Well, I don't know. We were talking fine just before BBS called and stuff, and kind of got choked up, like lack of oxygen, in a sense, clearing the day. So I'm going to do it again here. See, something happened that was pretty tragic in the past. So here we go. You see the energy of December 29th. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. Okay, see how you're feeling, everybody. So back to you, Ann.
Okay. So, again, we would love to hear from people, and I think I'll just start off. We do have some really exciting announcements, I think, to make tonight, but we'll start off by reading a few emails, and then we'll get into the announcements a little further down the house, down the road. Okay, so someone sent in that I have done the special healing calls for my house. I did the December 25th call and many other calls since March. I believe this person met you or found you, Ron, in the healings in March. And they do run their clearings. In other words, they have a creative sort of workshop in their basement. And they have been seeing things in their basement. They saw two shadows pass by their eyes while they were she was working on her computer. Each shadow crossed in front of my eyes and then went behind my computer. Then I saw a black dot drop down in front of my face as I was going downstairs. It was like a bug or a spider. but it was solid black, about the size of a dime. And so it was so real, like she had to stop and double-check her surroundings. Could it be, she's wondering, that you cleared our pineal gland, and that's allowing her or facilitating this sort of sight thing, or are there entities in her home?
I'd say it might be both, possibly. I do entities on that to get them out. So you're probably, if you have a little more intuitive insight, seeing things more, but it just feels like maybe the stuff is always there naturally. You know, wherever you go, anywhere you're going to see entities or have them there. Just think how full the shopping malls are now, you know, or were, you know, during the last week. You know, the Christmas stuff, and how you have people returning stuff, I would imagine, and well, you have all these entities there wanting to get one of those pieces of equipment that's getting returned or progresses or whatever, and, you know, they're living their life, oh, as people were buying things and maybe body hopping you, you know, the last week or two on the way home. So that's always around. So to do a clearing on your, you know, probably a space clearing or your basement. So back to you.
Okay. Thank you, Ron. Here's one about a clone. I told a clone the truth about who they are. And their response was, I don't care if a person is a robot or an alien or a human. I'm just living my life. Then added a false situation that kind of copied my past without telling them about it. And I said I never told them about that particular situation. And they just mentioned then that they saw it, which is a complete lie.
Wow, very interesting, yeah.
So that's kind of funny. I mean,
or that's happening to you, your memories. I forget data. That's even scarier, you know?
Yeah.
Telling you about what they're seeing in you. Wow. Well, that's a possibility.
Right.
It could be interesting. Right. You know, you go to a place, let's say, you know, the coffee house. I don't drink coffee, but we'll just use that as an example. So go to a coffee place, you know, mm-hmm. and, you know, you get a cup of coffee. The person goes to you who you've never seen before in your life, right? How much sugar do you want? You look at them and you go, well, I normally have like a teaspoon. Here they go. You still want that teaspoon of sugar in your coffee? You know, what? So anyway, that could be the new clones. Maybe they're going to be more high-tech coming up, you know, as they get dropped in on January the 1st. So, boy, see, they might come in with new clothing. Be interesting to have, like, the old days, I think they have, like, the polka dot dresses and stuff, you know, 50s and 60s or whatever. Or, anyway, it'd be interesting to see if they happen to bring in that energy of something that was from the past. Back to you.
Okay. Here's another one. I was at the store talking to a girl, and as a joke, I said, I have a halo above my head. The girl said, I can see that. And an old man, who looked like a cloned person, interrupted and said, I have a solar panel.
Oh, good for him, huh?
Telling
oh,
the truth, yes.
Solar panel.
All right. Well, we're getting a lot of things in.
Oh, yeah.
Here. Okay. Okay, here's a little different, but a question. Getting super cold the next day. Hi, Ron. It's to be super cold with the wind chill the next 2 days, December 30th to January 1st, 20 to 30 degrees below zero. A friend of mine who lives in Nevada City, California, it's 65 degrees above zero in California. Lucky them. Not in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Thank you, Ron. So they're just wanting you to know that it's very, very cold there.
That much below zero. Wow. Well, then, huh? Wow. What you might try, I don't know. You're dealing with your room, okay, that you're living in. But you're probably not going to want to go out jogging, you know. Put your shorts on or something when it's that cold, plus of everything else happening outside. You might do a timeline crash, and you're going to go back maybe when, maybe say 10 years ago, it was a halfway decent weather situation. And you might put that on a timeline crash and bring that timeline to you, because you're not going outside, okay? Oh, what's happening, if you could do that, possibly your room will be much warmer, and you won't need as much fuel, we'll say, whatever that would be for you, electricity or heating oil or whatever. And you might be able to keep your room warmer, even though the outside is, you know, sub low in temperature. Oh, you're bringing in the past from a timeline that does exist, right? I know that they exist. And you're bringing one in where maybe it was only, 10 degrees outside. It probably gets colder all the time. You might look at the years and see when it was the warmest for those 2 days and grab that timeline. And that's only going to work inside of your house. It'll still be the same temperature in the outside, but you're bringing that into this reality, creating that reality over again to where it's warmer. I would try that just for the heck of it. So back to you.
Okay, that's wonderful, Ron. That's really a great suggestion. And I would just mention also that there are three healings that I believe, and they're free healings, that I believe might help with that situation, Ron, but you can confirm that for us. One is, of course, the gray skies clearing, I don't know, they didn't mention snow, but I think that's usually part of it. And then there is the Earth Protect timeline crash and the environmental imbalance timeline crash. Would those three work, Ron?
Yeah, I think you might try that. I'm just wondering if, I don't know, this is a little off, but a lot of times when I do clearings and things, sometimes the room temperature changes out of nowhere instantly, okay? And it always gets colder. It might drop 5 to 10 degrees as I'm doing something. I can't tell you why, I'm just used to it. And then maybe within a half an hour, it goes back to normal. So let's just say that because you're on the Great Lakes and you have those ships that are down there that got sunk, you may connect some dots here. Maybe one was sunk this time of year and the temperature of it going sinking is related to the ship, sinking. So maybe there's some kind of vortex that has opened up. Maybe that ship that was sunk, or disappeared. Let's put it that way. It disappeared. Maybe it was a vortex that opened up, but now the cold air came in, something like that. So just kind of looking at that a little differently. So do some research and see if there's any tragedies that happened on those days in the past. So back to you. And then get rid of those days.
Yeah, that's very interesting. So, I know exactly what you're referring to, Ron, so we should pay attention when that happens and figure out what we need. That we will know that we need to clear something, possibly, and what we need to clear. Okay, so those three healings that I mentioned are on Ron's website, creationlightship.com. On the top left, you'll see them on a list.
And they're all free, and they're all complete, wonderful, thorough healing. So I would certainly do that to try to warm up the place. And you can write after your name at the top. You might want to put in your address, but you can also really explain light beams. It is much too cold here. And we're probably having some kind of weather control or devices are up in the sky or somewhere controlling the weather, and please get rid of them.
Yeah, very good. I'll just go a little sideways here. We're going to be having the different Twitter accounts that we have or whatever, and Facebook, et cetera. They're going to be taken off of the website. And probably even since they've been out in existence maybe for 10 years or so, I'm going to probably have them taken down completely. So the reason is that as you put yourself out there with your name and email, going and joining some group, you know, you can be courted, psychically attacked, and who is in the body watching this stuff. And you can even have spells and different things attached to you, plus you got your personal name and information and what you talked about on that it doesn't go away. So I'm taking all that stuff off just because it could harm people. There naturally could be some benefits that you may have received as you maybe get in there and you ask somebody about a healing or whatever and get good information on it, but it can always go sideways. So that's why we have the radio shows here, so that if you need a question answered, then send it to CLS Questions, and we'll deal with that directly and give you the information that maybe is more current. I don't think there's much that has changed over, you know, Jesus, a long time, you know, 12 years, we'll say, 13 years. But still, you know, by sending it to the radio shows here, then everybody can get that information. And so that's why I'm taking it down, because people can be connected and courted. And like we mentioned before, people have asked me, well, gee, Ron, I'm on Facebook, you know, something else, and is that good? And I go, no, you know, especially if you put your picture on it. So, you know, you don't want people to connect to you. So that's the reason. So if you start seeing it vanishing, which may take a week to undo everything here, that's the reason why it's no longer going to be on the website. And want to have a question about a healing, then send it to CLS Questions. So that way you get the accurate information. I'm not saying that from the past, that, you know, what was up was bad. I'm just looking after your well-being, because you don't want to have anybody connecting to you, you know, as an energetic, courting, as maybe they look for you and see you and stuff and know that you're on. So anyway, that's why I'm getting rid of all those social media network things we're taking down. So that's going to probably help everybody. I'll just send the questions to the radio shows, and we'll definitely answer them. And like I said in the past, if you hear an archive, you know, years ago, and you go, I don't understand this too much, you know, then, you know, tell us what archive it is, and say, this is what you talked about. Can you elaborate on it? I have no problem with that whatsoever. So anyway, back to you, Ann.
Okay, great. I'll just add, too, that on Monday at 1 p.m., Ron is having a special New Year's call. It's $20, and you can sign up for it right on the top of the website, creationlightship.com. And when you do that, you will get an email from PayPal. It's been set up to send out an email to you with a phone number and a PIN. And if you've joined us on calls before, there's somewhat of a new protocol on the healing calls now. And do you want to explain that a bit to people, Ron?
Yeah, so I think the website right now is set up to maybe send you back something, maybe, but if not, to do a donation, and we'll get that out to you. So that'll be given to you probably on Sunday, So donations always work, and I can send stuff. And they send the receipt with that, and we're good to go. So the next thing is we're looking at having a change on the conference calls where we'll just have the music coming forth for you. The call source energies, maybe about a half an hour before, to kind of get you ready for the call. And it's very peaceful. I heard it today, and it was fine. So anyway, that's what we're going to be doing here. But, and you know, once you purchase a clearing and also, you know, purchase coming on to a particular call where you're on, like, the frequent flyer or whatever, there's no need for you to report to me about being absentee. The first thing is, once you purchase it, you are absentee. Now, it's your choice if you wish to come on the call live, okay? And you have the codes will be sent to you, or you know, either I'll do that, or, you know, on a special one that we're doing, or they'll be sent automatically, and you have them for the month. Well, you're always absentee first. Once you pay for it, there's no need to ask me if you're on the call, and automatically you come on the call if you wish, live. So back to you, Ann.
Okay. I just thought we would let people know, because I know we'll get a lot of people coming on Monday, and they, you know, don't want them to have any confusion. And, you know, the automatic prompt says to please announce yourself, but you won't be able to, because the music will be playing instead of the line being open. So now, you know, it's going to be nice. It's a nice thing, so... Thank you, Ron, for doing that for us. And if anyone has any questions that we didn't answer about Monday's call, we really hope you can join us, because people really, really enjoy that call. It's really fun. Ron's going to bring in the energies from the upcoming 12 months of the new year, and you can participate by, you know, writing down some intentions, ideas, inspirations, projects, and whatever you feel, oh, the energy of this month will really support this activity. And people really get a lot out of it. Plus, there'll be lots of healings and water charging and that kind of thing. So it's really a wonderful experience. Okay, so back to paranormal. I saw my first shapeshifter, a woman who had red eyes, and when I looked away and looked back, her eyes were brown. Yeah, yeah.
Holy moly.
Well, that's happened to me, almost the same thing, but it was even worse in that it was like her whole face changed, like not just her eyes, but like her face looked like all bony and black. It was like a horror movie, so I know what they are talking about. And then you look back, and the person's like normal again.
That's it. And then also that, you know, I've seen where half the face was one creature, the grape-looking eye, like a cat, you know, cat's eye, and the other one was normal. Oh, you go, oh boy.
Mm-hmm.
The weirdest one, you watch, you see somebody with a tail on him. I mentioned, I'll talk about this here. This is paranormal. At some location, talking to a lady maybe 3-4 years ago, and I guess they belonged or went to or visited the Agape Church, you know, in Southern California. And they got lots of members. I don't know. Maybe, well, I got 10,000 members. They're just Science Agape Church, okay? Well, they're out having, eating something or talking with a group of people, you know, and the person's telling this story. So this lady, I guess, went to a bar and got picked up by this person, I believe, and he took her to his place, right? So anyway, they're in the bedroom, and all of a sudden, during the sexual encounter here, reaches, you know, on the person's back or something, and he feels that the guy now has a tail on him. And so I guess she, the way it was sounded, she felt the tail, got the guy off of her, and ran out in the street nude screaming. And so that's the real story. So I'm glad, you know, probably everybody's saying, at least the women anyway, well, better her than me, you know. But, you know, wow. So anyway, there you go, a shapeshifter changing forms. Hope she wasn't pregnant. Anyway, so back to you.
Okay. Okay. So this is interesting. Someone has been having trouble with getting on through the phone to listen to the show. So this is a bit long, so I'm just going to share the end here. So they really feel, and this happened before, that something is interfering with their getting on this show. It gets some kind of nasty interference, and they're already doing the entity clearing. Like, they think something's, you know, really trying to block them from coming on the show. Do you have any read on that, Ron?
No, I don't have anything on it, no.
Okay.
No clue.
Yeah, an electronic... Oh, maybe an object clearing for the phone would help.
Yeah, I could try that, yeah. Or even a different phone.
Okay. Okay, someone wrote in a reason that perhaps this date was heavy to clear. The U.S. Army massacred Native Americans at Wounded Knee. 146 Sioux were killed. That could be.
Okay, I want to do a clearing for the Indian massacre here. So here we go. Releasing the spirits. Working with North American Indians is a little different because their belief system is that they kind of maybe go out of their body then come back in again. And they're like in the clouds in a sense. I may not be exactly politically correct, but well, they're watching, you know, watchers then come back in. And so they will only reincarnate back into that Indian tribe, let's put it that way. So here we go. I'm going to do a clearing to release their spirits from this atrocity. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. You happen to have any, say, Indian blood in you, this will also work for you, even if it was a different situation. So I'm going to go to 100. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. Okay, hopefully that's helped the Native Americans here. Back to you.
Okay, so someone else sent in an idea as to why it might be very heavy here, and I'm going to really skim this because it's political, and I know Ron never wants to really bring up political things too much on the shows. But this, it may be that our president has just issued some sealed indictments to kind of get rid of a lot of the dark old guard from our planet. And they're wondering, are you helping out with that? And that might be, you know, part of what's going on here. It's very interesting what they wrote, but I don't think it's something you'd want me to read on the radio.
Yeah, I don't know if I would be or not there. So I'll clear the energy in case there's a lot of psychic attack energy happening. So here we go. releasing this energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That's heavy. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. Yeah. Do you know what that energy is for? Can you read that so I know what I'm clearing? Because it is pretty heavy.
Sure. I'm happy to read it. Just give me one second here to open it up again.
Sure. Clear some more after this.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. I just need a second to find it again. Well, I can paraphrase it that people are being indicted, like 5,000 people in the government. They're sealed indictments. And the president is trying to get rid of this old guard of politicians. And I'm so sorry. Let me just keep moving.
Yep,
we got
too
many emails in.
Oh, yeah, we don't want them to creep into the new year here. So here we go. We'll continue on with the energy here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. I think I'm on 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. Oh, boy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. Here we go. Get rid of the darkness. So back to you, Ann.
Okay. Was that enough information, Ron?
Yeah, that's plenty. Yes, Bob.
Okay, great. I apologize for that. Okay. Okay. See, wow, here's a real paranormal thing. There was a show done on another radio station, a radio show, and the person reported that a huge spacecraft crashed into our solar system and landed on this planet. They discovered this craft is over 2.5 billion years old. Have you heard about this, Ron? It's also reported that they have weapons far more powerful than anything this Earth has ever encountered before. What do you make of this?
I'm not aware of it. When did that happen, and where did they say where their information is, where it's from? Is it on YouTube or something?
It's on the Coastal Radio Show. Coastal radio show?
Maybe that's Coast to Coast, huh?
Coast to Coast. And I don't know when. They don't say when they heard this. It sounds like now.
I don't know. I don't see that show as being very valid to me.
Okay.
Oh, you know, it could be possible. I think a lot of it's disinformation. I would say a lot of the people don't know what they're talking about, but they sound very good. That's my thing on Coastal Radio. I don't like to knock things, but after seeing the people that are on the panels and that George Norrie brings forth at the LA conference and stuff, I'll be going to in February. None of it is very, interesting or probably correct, you know.
Well, he mentioned a David Cox. I don't know if you know that person.
I do know him, yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah, I wouldn't believe it at all, what you're hearing. If you don't see it physically, then, you know, take it with a grain of salt. Well, back to you.
Right. And quick reminder, if you're looking for something to listen to, Ron has a YouTube channel with quite a few of his lectures from the past on there. He has hours and hours and hours of archives on the BBS page. He's also now running two radio shows that are repeats of a show he did on another radio station, actually, that BBS was kind and generous enough to allow Ron to run here, where he really explains a lot about the healing. So my suggestion would be listen to Ron first before you start to look for more paranormal activity, because you will find plenty of it, I feel, but it's kind of better to stay connected to the source energy. Okay, someone wrote in about the cold, the freezing cold. I use the environmental timeline crash next to my name, freezing temperature. So they wrote in freezing temperature. It was much more moderate in my area of town.
Wonderful.
Yes.
And then also, if you're doing the clearings, you want to just make your house focal point, okay? So don't put your city name in there, you know. You could, but you want all the horsepower to come to you, not to go out, you know, to the whole city. Not that I couldn't use it, but let the other people do that themselves. Just focus on yourself and have the energy come to you where your house is. You probably get a lot better results, as now you're the focal point, and, you know, that's what you want to have happen, is for your house to be warm. Or as the whole city or town or whatever, let the people, you know, do that for themselves. You know, they need to get aware of that self out there. So, you know, you need to be just knowing that you're doing it for yourself on your computer where you are. So back to you.
Okay. The same person that wrote in, I read the stories earlier about clones and talking to clones and stuff, said, if you hold a higher vibration, i.e. peace, negative beings cannot really possess you. They use situations and clones to make you mad or stressed, so you'll be like them. Negative. Very true. So if you are identifying clones or robots or whatever, that's part of the process. But the as important or more important part is don't let them get to you.
Yep, that's correct.
Because that's their mission. Okay.
And then you know what you need to clear after you leave the situation. You know, how do they hook into you? And what clearing do you need to do to clean your body out that you've had for your whole life that's being transmitted into your psychic billboard and the phone is reading that? What's your buttons to get energy off of you? So they're giving you a gift. You get frustrated or something with a clone, know that you have it inside of you. That's why you're resonating with it, and they found your button. Oh, back to you.
Okay. Okay, let me look for some more paranormals here.
And remember, everything is real on timelines. And it happened to you because somebody saw something, could be. And, you know, you don't want to be, you know, a sheeple. So you need to get your power back and stand on your own power, stand on your spirit, all that you have. And don't get led astray by something that someone else is claiming that is true, even if you're the only one that doesn't believe it. Stand on your spirit energy so you're not connected and corded to that energy, takes you sideways somewhere. So that's what I would suggest.
Well, yeah, being neutral to it all too. Just, you don't have to not believe it. You can just not even be involved enough to believe or not believe. Okay, another thing someone wrote in that happened on this date. Due to fear of bird flu, 1.25 million chickens were slaughtered, believing that would stop the spread. Wow, that is something. That was in 1997 on this date.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. Okay, so someone wrote in about the New Year's call. You let kids under 18 and animals and plants, your gardens, be on the call, the calls, really, when unless you specify otherwise. And then they have two questions. How do they participate, except for the water charging? And did Ann say there would be healing, too?
Well, most of the calls that I do, you're on the lightship also, and you can do your own personal healing, even though I don't bring anything up. I'll go into different rooms. Mainly, you're going to be focused on what the month is bringing in. Now, as far as, you know, maybe you have somebody who's 10 years of age listening in. Are they going to know what to do? Probably not. So, you know, somebody older might, but typically I wouldn't worry about them participating and figuring out what energy is good for the month that they want to do their, you know, say, manifestation with. But they will have some healing done during the call. That's how that would work. As far as your pets and animals, they would probably, they wouldn't be doing that, but they would have healing done also. So that's the way it works. It's mainly for you, as you're the one who signed up for it. So back to you.
Okay. Okay, someone has a question. My name and picture for doing healings is enough, and the clearing follows me where I go. Is that correct? And I, or do I need to put in my address? So, sorry if that was confusing. No, you don't have to put in your address, except for certain certain clearings, rather, like a space clearing, and even that you may not have to, especially if you're going to be home. I always opt to overwrite in stuff. So, but for most clearings, no, you don't need to do that. And I've been doing, since a listener suggested this, putting the light infusion healing chamber on, and I'm, after my name, putting my address. That was such a great suggestion, since our homes are activated to be on the CLS New Earth, and it does feel like it's a little solidifying or protecting or something. Ron, do you remember that suggestion?
I don't know, but that sounds good.
Okay. Well, that's a terrific healing. Okay. Please ask Ron what he suggests I do when my cat is watching an invisible, creepy something in my room. It weirds me out.
Well, you want to do a space clearing. You're lucky that you have the cat to indicate there's something going on. Can't see. So I'd first do a space clearing, maybe. Do an entity clearing on that room. And so you'd probably want to do the special clearing and then put down entity clearing for maybe your house. And it's a whole lifetime clearing and enter into it that way, because the entity is not on you, so you can't do it with you as an entity clearing. You'd have to do it for somebody else, and the somebody would be your house, and pay for that clearing. Then from there, do a clearing on it and keep up on it. So you don't know what's going on under your house, over your house, with things coming in. You could be on some type of vortex energy that was put in place, you know, 1,000 years ago or so. You don't know that, you know, and it's bringing stuff into your house, and your cat's all kind of freaked out by it. So that's what I would suggest doing. I'd probably get the special clearing. And then you're buying that for your location, where you are, where you're living. And so, well, you could just put down your house and then, you know, put down your address and then buy that, do a whole lifetime clearing for entities. And then probably get the unlimited so you keep up on it. Whenever your cat's freaking out, and it may just go away. We do have the Planistor Vortex clearing. You may try that one. Hard to say, you know, what's happening. Might walk through your house and just see if you feel any hot or cold places in there, you know, on a consistent basis, and you know that there's some type of maybe energy there. It could be a grid line or ley line that's causing problems too, bringing stuff in. there's kind of a lot to it, but the special clearing might be the way to solve that with entities. Because your cat is seeing something, and that would typically be an entity, another life form. So back to you.
Maybe, Ron, because that I have a cat, and that sometimes happens. Maybe the right attitude is, oh, thank you, kitty. Now I know there's something in here that I have to get rid of. Okay.
Then you may want to do it. Clearing, you know, if you have the trauma clearing for yourself, you may want to do a trauma clearing for your cat, or maybe anxiety clearing. You know, if you have any clearings that are whole life that you've done for yourself, you can do that for your pet or animal. So, you know, do that because it's free that way for you. Or, you know, if your cat looks kind of weird afterwards, then, you know, pay for whatever age the cat is and do a whole lifetime clearing on it to but from being freaked out and traumatized. So back to you.
Okay, yes, and that's wonderful. Thank you, Ron, for reminding everyone of that lovely gift you gave us. So any whole life clearing you've done, you can also do for your pets free of charge. I think that's lovely. We have, well, I wanted to make, it's this show is going by very fast. I want to make another announcement for people to put on their calendars January 20th of the next year. And we originally announced that that was going to be the bone density call. The bone density call will happen. We'll announce the date of that when it becomes settled. But the January 20th call is going to be the second brain restoration call. It's, again, a $20 call. We'll start at 1 p.m., and it will show up on the website when you know, in a bit. But meantime, just mark your calendars for that date. And someone has a question. Are there prerequisites for the New Year's call?
I'd say typically not, but, you know, you need to have your emotional clearing done, so everybody listening should have that. A lifetime one, well, you know, purchase that. Don't buy just the unlimited because it's cheaper, because that's not going to work for you. You need to buy the whole lifetime clearing, and you should have the mental one also under your belt. Hopefully, you know, everybody that's listening to us will have those two clearings for sure, so you're feeling better. Otherwise, you're going to be listening to the shows, and you may start getting your buttons pushed all the time because we talk about like tonight's strange things, and you have buttons there. Maybe you are of North American Indian blood in you from your ancestry. You may not even know it, and you hear about the death of the Indians, and all of a sudden that gets activated in you, and you wonder why you're really angry or why you're crying. Well, if you haven't done those clearings, you're probably going to be very reactive to what we're clearing. So you want to have that at least out of you. Well, that's what happens. So, well, just by talking about things can make you upset. The clearings will help you. And it's like been there, done that. Well, back to you.
Okay. We can talk, you know, a lot more really about this ongoing, but last week, I believe it started on the Sunday call, the Sunday healing call, you shut down our mental, not our brain, of course, our mental or mind energy, and have suggested that we continue running and for everyone to run the mental body and the cellular mental clearing. So a listener wrote in, doing mental body clearing for the last 24-hour period as suggested, feel heart-centered and peaceful now like today never happened. So thank you for sending that in, listener. And someone told me that they are running those two clearings three times a day. So I think that's a wonderful idea, too. You'll want to get those healings as well and have them unlimited.
Yeah, on the call coming up here, on the Monday call, it is typically if somebody is going to be doing that, they're separate. from you. So it would be a $20 charge for somebody. I don't think most of the people on the call, their children are not going to be doing that. But if you have somebody in the house who is like 16 to 18 and they want to get on the call, then it's $20 for them to be on the call also. So they're not included free. Well, your pets and animals would be as far as the actual healing on the light ship. So they are included.
Okay, and here's an interesting comment that someone sent in. The emergency broadcast system that's on, I guess, TV and radio, that I remember hearing this when I was a kid. I didn't know they still did it. So I guess they do. So it's annoying because it's odd harmonics for sure. And the fix is the harmonic frequency clearing. Nice tip.
Well, what
do you remember that,
Ron? Out of your body, huh? So you can't think properly.
Right.
Well,
yeah.
Well, back to you.
Okay, so yeah, that is a wonderful clearing. And someone has a suggestion for the date change that is impending on, I guess it's Monday night or, Tuesday morning. it's Sunday night. I'm sorry. I have the dates, I don't know, whatever it is, the upcoming. We want to stay on the current year timeline. And Ron talked a lot about that really clearly and concisely on last Wednesday's show. So, you can check that out on an archive. So this person has another great suggestion. Do the alien remote viewing clearing on that date that changed the new year, and it should work from the alien, keep the aliens from locating us, and in addition be doing the mental mind barcode removal. So two good suggestions from somebody. Thank you.
That's very good. Yes. Uh-huh.
Yes. Oh, and someone is writing in, too, on that night, listen to the BBS radio show, which is, of course, on at 10 p.m. On the East Coast and 7 p.m. on the West Coast. So that's always a good idea. And, if it's not the right time, like you're on another continent and your New Year time is different, there are always archives that you can turn to, and that's a way to stay nice and peaceful. Let's see. Okay, here's a little testimonial about the mental mind barcode that someone just mentioned. I did this over 8 years ago when it was first offered, and they didn't really know why they did it, Ron. And then when they converted from to digital TV from analog, I was very sensitive, and it bothered me. I was bothered by EMF, and I got this not knowing why. So I guess it turned out to be useful. Like they at first thought, I don't know why I'm getting this exactly, but then they found that it was really good for them. You mentioned that some of us may find we need that mind barcode removal, Ron. Is there something... I guess if you're not feeling relief, if for a week or so you run the cellular, mental, and mental body removal, but you're not feeling like your the overlay of the energetic mind is gone, you might need the barcode. Is that what you said?
Yeah, that's correct. Yes, uh-huh.
Okay. Okay, good. So some people might go through what that listener went through as well. Okay. Okay. Finally, this year I get what this New Year's call is about. I have been doing this ever since Ron first had them. but never really prepared. I would just experience the energies for each month. But this time, I will go deeper and follow up with the psychic billboard monthly to solidify the seed planting of goals or projects. Wonderful.
Yep. That's very good. Yes. Uh-huh.
Right. And, you know, I think it's okay if you don't want to do that and write things down or whatever to just sit and receive the energies, but you probably would get more, a lot more out of it if you sort of work with the energies and try to see how they fit into your life or will help you going forward. Wouldn't you say, Ron?
Yeah, that's what it's for, is to give you like the cutting edge. And so you're able to navigate through, in a sense, the darkness to bring forth your manifestation. Remember, we're doing this because the darkness is still here. And you're getting like a heads up on what could be happening. If darkness wasn't here, I would not be doing this call, because you could manifest whatever you wanted to anytime. But we're just looking at ways that the energy will be more conducive for you to do your own manifestations, and you can sample that yourself. And a lot of people have done that, you know, over the years in the past, and it seems to be pretty accurate. Maybe you plan to do something, oh, in a certain month, you know, you already have a plan, and now you do the call and you go, man, energy is going to be blocking me completely. You know, maybe September is the month that you want to do it. That feels very good for that. And then you can also look at it and maybe go deeper, because you're going to be writing down what you feel for each month. And now you know how to prepare yourself and what clearings you need to do, move into, say, your September manifestation. Each month is going to be a little different, and you're able to, like, take some of those blockages away from yourself to have your manifestation work. Oh, back to you. Looks like it's getting close to the end of our radio show here.
Wow, it is. Okay, well, and I will just add then that you'll want to sign up to receive Ron's emails about special healings and special calls he might be doing on his website. It's on the right-hand side. You just put your email address in there. And also tomorrow night there'll be another radio show on BBS Radio at 7 p.m. It's 7 p.m. Pacific time, I should say. And it's a wonderful night if you can possibly come on that call tomorrow live. We will be taking a trip to Creation Lightship for a physical healing. And continue to send in your messages. There are quite a few in here, and we'll have a lot more things to talk about tomorrow night. Thank you, Ron.
Hey, so here we go, everybody. Let's do the mind and heart drop. Very simple. You just say out loud, I now command my spirit, like the thoughts in my head, up them into my heart. I'm from 10 to 1 backwards, so 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Hey, everybody, blessings. Have a wonderful evening. Thank you, listeners. Thank you, Ann. Thank you, ladies, behind the scenes. And we'll see you later.